Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You don't gotta explain why you're leaving work. No fighting traffic, no uncomfortable waiting rooms. BetterHelp lets you connect with an experienced professional therapist in a place that's right for you.
Treat yourself right, you can do it at your own pace. You can do it in your own time, in your place. Text your therapist anytime. Phone, video, or chat, that's right.
So go sign up at BetterHelp.com/offbook. Use the invite code to get your first 7 days free. You support the show.
Support yourself because you're worth it.
Yes, the code is offbook.
Sorry.
No, it's true. You are worth it.
Guys, there's no shame in getting help because you're worth it.
BetterHelp.com/offbook. Do it. Announcement from the Prince Earwolf of the Earwolf Kingdom.
Starting March 31st, if you want episodes older than 6 months of our show, you will need to subscribe to Stitcher Premium.
It is a decree, and we wanted to tell you well in advance. So if you need to take any actions like, downloading all the episodes that you want before they are hidden behind the wall of Stitcher Premium, now is the time to do it, and who are we to stop you?
Subscribing to Stitcher Premium is a great way to directly support our show. Plus, you can get access to hundreds of exclusive series like Hollywood Handbook, The Pro Version, Comedy Bang Bang Tour Shows, Throwing Shades, Deeper Shade of Shade, and more.
Such as exclusive episodes of Off Book, the likes of which you have never heard. And so subscribe to to Stitcher Premium is the words I was trying to say. So whatever you need to do, do it. Whether it's downloading all of our episodes and filling up your hard drive right now, or just subscribing to Stitcher Premium for only $4.99 a month, or just $34.99 for verily the entire year.
Use our code offbook at www.stitcher.com/premium for 1 month free trial. That's stitcher.com/premium and code offbook. And for more info on all the shows affected, go to earwolf.com. Musical guest, Stitcher Premium.
All hail the prince!
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
I'm Zach Reno.
I'm Jess McKenna. That's Scott Passarella on the keys.
King of pianists. Pianist of kings.
Ooh, baby. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Jess. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
We were in Boston 24 hours ago, basically.
Yeah. We had a really weird time sleep-wise where both directions we had to get up very early. And that was your first time in Boston, and your takeaway is?
All of Boston is a mall.
That's right.
It's all inside one mall.
But guys,
it's a great mall.
That's not true. We just were not there long enough to do anything that was outside of this
I
mall.
I have no evidence that all of Boston is not a mall. However, I've been told that that is not true, and I believe those people.
Yeah.
That is not, however, here what this podcast is about. This isn't uncovering Boston.
This isn't off Boston.
Off Boston.
Where we go off the beaten track in Boston and stay in a mall. This is Off Book, and please welcome our guest. We're so excited to have him back to the podcast.
You know him as Arthur from the Amazon series, The Tick. We love him so much. Thank you for coming back, Griffin Newman!
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Here. Have you been to that mall in Boston?
Well, I've been to Boston, which I believe is a giant mall. That had always been my running theory. Yeah, I grew up in New York City, so like malls have always been very exotic to me.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really have them. And I like love going to malls now. In a way, I think most people who are no longer teenagers
don't love malls.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about like Zach was like, I never hung out at malls. And I was like, I hung out a little bit at malls, but also we're both from SoCal, so we're used to hanging out in outdoor malls.
Oh, you're super malls. Fucking chill. Yeah, man, right.
We're so chill.
Should I not curse? I'm sorry. Are we allowed to curse?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Now it's the dirtiest episode. Now it's off book XXX.
Yeah. After dark.
Yeah.
No, but I like, you know, sometimes you as working actors and comedians as we are, you end up in some weird town for like a couple of days. And if I have dead time, I always just walk over to the mall and just like scope it out.
Malls got everything.
Yeah.
I also, when I'm away from them, even though I grew up with them, there is something still, for me, it's now like the familiar thing of returning to it, not the exoticism that you enjoy.
Yeah. And I think there's also a thing like malls are kind of an interesting microcosm of wherever they are. You know, you get sort of like, because it's this hub, this nexus of like a business and necessity and social life.
Yeah. I went to school outside Chicago and we had an outdoor mall there that like blew my mind. I was like, why? Old Orchard. Shout out to Old Orchard. Why is Old Orchard outside in Chicago? Like in Illinois, it's so cold.
It's a hardcore mall, and it's a mall for warriors.
It was crazy, and when someone like got a car our junior year, we were like all about going to the Cheesecake Factory at Old Orchard.
Does every mall have a Cheesecake Factory?
I think legally, right?
Legally you have to, right? Yeah. If you don't have a Cheesecake Factory,
you must build one.
You're a collection of shops, but you cannot be a mall proper.
Right. Yeah, it's like a rectangle square thing, you know, like
all malls have a Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory, I did it backwards.
Yeah.
But it kind of goes both ways. All malls have a Cheesecake Factory, and all Cheesecake Factories are surrounded by malls.
All Cheesecake Factories don't have to be at a mall, but every mall needs a Cheesecake Factory.
We cut to the middle of a barren field where a city developer is planning to sprout an entire bustling metropolis, and they know it's going to work because they've got a permit to build a Cheesecake Factory.
Right now, we just see wind rippling over a wheat field. But one day, there'll be so much more.
Gentlemen, ladies, here is where we will do it. Here is where we will build the seed that will grow into a beautiful city. And what that city will be, I don't know, but I do know that this is the beginning, this is the start.
If we can see it, then we can build it, and it will start with cheesecake. If we can see it, we can build it, and it will start with cheesecake.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Are you these big city folk I've been hearing about?
Are you the man that owns this field?
Yes.
Well, sir, we have good news for you. We're gonna build a cheesecake factory in your field.
Well, I have bad news for you.
What's that?
I'm allergic to cheese.
No!
No!
It makes my throat clam up!
No!
Unlike clam chowder, which is weirdly fine with me.
So it's not just a dairy allergy, it's specifically cheese?
It's the form it takes.
Well,
wow.
And the process. If you have a factory that transforms cheese into cake, well, I shall rake you over the coals.
No, 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 no.
I will not allow it. There shall never be cheesecake on my grounds.
No, but we can see.
We can see.
And we want to build
it. And if we want to build it.
But how can we start without cheesecake?
How can we do it without cheesecake?
We can see.
I can't digest it.
We want to build it.
My body will not process
but
it.
But how can we start
without cheesecake? Come on home now. Stop yelling at those old people in the field.
All right, Mother.
Brian.
You haven't seen the last of me.
No, I know that you're very protective of this field, and your father and I want you to inherit this field.
Brian, this field for you.
Yeah, Brian, we kept this field for you, but you gotta know that the world's changing, Brian. And as I understand it, the Cheesecake Factory does not exclusively make cheesecake. Just because you are allergic to one thing on the menu doesn't mean that they won't have other things for you to enjoy there, Brian.
Brian, your mother and I, we had to travel for days, but I managed to find another Cheesecake Factory, and I've smuggled you back a menu. Look at this. Let me put it down on this table. Boom! Can you see all the things?
Look,
this is a massive
tall
menu.
It is.
It's like 32 pages.
All these pages all full of cheesecake?
No.
Certainly that must be the only item a place called the Cheesecake Factory would sell.
No, certainly.
Crack open this.
8 to 9 pages are devoted to cheesecake.
Let me crack this open.
Boom! There was a bat inside that book.
Is it a seafood section?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess seafood's kind of the cheese of the sea, right?
There's a whole page for flatbreads.
The point is, Brian, if we give them the permission to build this factory here in our field, you'll be the mayor of the Cheesecake Factory and then the mayor of the town that sprouts out from around this factory. And you're going to have to take care of citizens whether they're eating cheesecake or no.
Look, when I became mayor of this land, bequeathed onto me by my parents.
Mm-hmm. That's us. When we were the mayor, we said, now you're the mayor.
This is how mayorships work.
Mm-hmm.
I promised that I would never compromise my values.
All right, well, son, you gaze at that menu, you wrestle with some things.
Yeah.
Look it. You can have Chicken Littles or Kung Pao Chicken or Chicken Fettuccine.
You can have Garlic Asparagus or Garlic String Beans.
But what about the cheese?
Forget about the cheese.
But look at all this cheese, after page of cheese.
Oh, but look. You can have tomato bisque. You can have chicken noodle surprise.
You can have lettuce wrap cups. Chicken that is in a cup of lettuce. If you let us get through to you, look at the rest of this menu.
Quesadillas, chili cheese fries. I don't believe my eyes.
Forget
it's
about
all
the cheese. Brian,
page after
forget
page
about
after
the cheese.
Disgusting, revolting cheese.
Well, I guess we could tell Cheesecake Factory to go away and bring in a different company to start a town.
Yes, son, if you'd rather, we can say no. Send them on their way, and we could take pitches from CPK or BJ's today.
But they also have cheese. Most chain restaurants serve cheese in some form or other, serving cheese.
Dreaded cheese everywhere I turn.
Oh, Brian, I think it's time for you to leave the family and go confront your destiny on a cheese odyssey. Take the family boat, the family boat over there, and sail away and find out what your deal with cheese is today.
Life for you we've made. Oh, son,
Brian,
be brave. issue with cheese.
Get on this boat.
Sail on the sea.
Sail on the sea.
The sea of cheese.
Sail to the cheese.
Yes, please. Let me understand why.
Our Captain Brian?
Yes.
Yes, we run the family boat here, and your parents led me to understand that we're setting off on a cheese, some sort of cheese odyssey?
I guess there's a point in every man's life when he must come face to face.
Are we ready to set sail?
All right, it's time for you to meet the crew, Brian. All hands on deck!
All hands on deck!
All hands on deck! Everyone get on the deck, it's time to meet the captain. Scrub your eyes and scrub your neck, it's time to meet the captain. Put on your fancy shoes and come in and hear the news. It's time to meet the captain.
Oh, hi, my name is Pip and I swab all the deck. You're the new captain, so hey, what the heck? I'll tell you three facts about my name is Pip.
One.
And also I like celery and dip.
Two.
And also I have a sister.
That was Pip, and I am Fred. It's time to meet the captain. Wash your socks and scrub your head. It's time to meet the captain. Everyone get up on board and pray to the Lord. You don't say something stupid when you introduce yourself to the captain. You there, Parroty Pete, introduce yourself to the captain.
Parroty Pete, and I have big feet, and that's all you need to know.
One fact about Parroty Pete is all you get. Why is his name Parroty? He'll never ask, and you'll never tell.
Just meet Jean, I live up in the crow's nest. That's it.
Yes. And hello, I am Francois, I work in the colliery. Not the scullery, the colliery. A fancier scullery. We do culinary things down below. Make au gratin potatoes. Delicious potatoes covered in cheese.
Oh, so now we all said hello, and now we have met the captain. But may I say, captain, would you like to meet us too?
I feel like that's what most of this has been.
Yes, but introduce yourself with some facts about you, Captain Brian.
Well, my name is Brian, and I hate cheese. I will have none of that, please. I reluctantly sail these seven cheese seas to find out the curse that has stricken me.
A curse.
Intolerance to dairy.
A curse.
Only in the form of cheese.
A curse.
Brought me to my knees.
All right, back to work.
Oh yeah.
All right, Captain. Now here, let me unfurl the map for you. Now as we... Well, a bat flew out of it. So many bats in this town. Anyway, all you got to do is pick a point on this map, and we'll sail the seven cheese seas to wherever you want to go. An adventure awaits us, no doubt.
What a nightmare. Each sea a different cheese.
Oh, sure. There's the Strait of Gouda. There's the Parmesan Sea. Most of them end in sea. They're all seas.
Except for this one right here in the center. The River of Brie.
Sure, not a sea, perchance, but definitely a body of water with cheese in it. Captain, no man has ever sailed the River of Brie. Yes, my father sailed the River of Brie and never came back. And I've always wondered, Papa, where are you?
Yeah, in all the letters I write to my sister, she just says, Pip, you keep your chin up and you stay away from that River of Brie.
Are you sure that's where you'd like to go, Captain?
You don't understand the corner I'm backed in right now. This town hasn't been doing so hot since the old coal factory shut down.
It's mostly a field now, as I understand.
Yeah, this factory town. It's got nothing left going for it. And if I can't find a way to beat this cheese thing head on, I don't know if the people of this town will ever have anything to live for.
Well, I think we should do it then, if the captain feels it in his heart.
I agree.
To the River of Brie. As far as I can see, it's the only option I have left. To the river of Bree, our destiny will hopefully not end in death.
I am bereft, and I am scared, but I know that I am not prepared to face my demons and my curse. I prepare for the worst. I prepare for change.
River of Bree, River of Bree,
River of Destiny.
Me.
Captain.
Yes?
It's been a month. We're at the mouth now of the River of Bree.
Oh, God.
What's that off in the distance? A series of singing somethings attached to a rock.
They look like crackers. Oh.
Captain, no. Those be siren crackers.
But they look so tasty.
We must tie you to the mast, Captain.
You can place anything on top of them. A caviar, a pate, even a cheese. Yes, yes, a cheese would fit just perfectly on top of that cracker. Just give me one bite.
Tie up the captain. He's trying to bite. He's jumping overboard.
I can't. He's too strong.
He's too
for me.
Strong and fast.
Splash.
Oh, my God. Brittany, someone's coming over here.
Finally. I was just like, what am I going to do? Just stand out here? Like, I'm just going to, like, crack one day.
It's gonna crack up.
What vixens be thou?
Hello.
Hi.
That's Brittany.
And that's Candace.
And we're
Cracker Sirens.
Cracker Sirens.
So, you came into the River of Bree. Wow. You must have had, like, very few options.
So brave. You must have been really back into a corner.
But those were the exact words I would have used to describe my situation.
Cool. You're so cute. Do you want to, like, come here and, like, sit on this rock with us?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Wow. This is like a dream come true.
Let us play with your hair.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me sit on the bottom of the rock, and then you sit on me. And then
I'll sit on top, and we'll make a you sandwich.
Little you sandwich.
Has everyone ever put, like, a fine liver pate on top of you?
No one
ever do that?
That sounds fun.
You sound a little kinky.
Get that pate. It's like smushed up.
Yeah. Men, the coast is clear. These crackers be friendly. There's nothing to fear.
Are you sure, Captain? Because they seem to have trapped you in between them.
Make sure you can you try to wiggle?
Yeah, this is some light dom play. This is fine.
It's all totally consensual. We have a safe word and everything.
Yeah, we'll get off of you. And, like, it's not like we will crush you into bones and make you into pate.
Yeah, no, don't even worry about it. I mean, like, everyone knows that.
A little boy can't be a pate if you crush him really good right between your crackers. You're not a pate. Don't worry about that.
I'm barely a little boy.
Yeah.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, just like you're just a little
cute little man.
Cute little man.
Little man can't be a pate.
No, that's not what we're doing.
No way.
A little man, well, we never would crush. No, we just wanna give your little cheeks a touch. Mwah, mwah,
mwah. And when we say touch, we mean mesh him and crush him and smoosh him all real good. And crunch him and bunch him and scrunch him just like a cracker would.
And we're gonna make you so you can spread. Oh, don't look now, we're making you DEA dead.
Captain, get out of there!
A little man can't be a pate.
No way!
A little man can't be a pate.
I'm okay.
That's not what we're doing, no, nah. And he definitely can't be foie gras.
A little man can't be a rock to chewed up by a goose. And the stomach of goose when it gets cut up now is not solid, it's a little loose. Am I maybe misunderstanding what foie gras is? It's something from inside of a goose.
Yeah, but
a little man can't be
a foie gras.
I'm safe.
A little man can't be a foie gras.
Host is clear, boys, they promise.
The fancy liver of a goose who had a restricted life, nah.
Little man can't be a foie gras.
And mush him and squish him and crush him and make him a foie gras.
Squishing. Thank you for all that clear denial. Ow, that makes me feel safe at home.
Yeah,
there's no threat here. Ooch.
Don't you feel,
Oh, that's actually, I need that. If you could let go of my fingers, please.
Captain, we're going to shoot the harpoon at one of the crackers. Grab onto it.
What? No, these are my friends.
Oh. You must, Captain. You must. You're being squished and you don't realize it because of their beautiful siren song.
Ow.
Ow.
Ouchie.
Ow.
Oh my god, where am I? What am I doing here? What
We're
are these crackers?
We're going to crush this little man into a pate au foie. Harpoon!
Ow.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for saving me.
Captain, what... You gotta listen to us when we tell you about...
Yeah, Captain, we're familiar with the traps and the tribulations of the open sea. You're just a field mayor, so you gotta trust us.
I thought the danger of cheese was just digestive complications, but now I see this river is full of dangers that I could never even imagine.
We straight up said it was a river of death.
Don't jump in and go to those siren crackers.
Yes, I understand that you did warn me appropriately.
You're brave, Captain Bryan. Just keep your wits about you.
I'm not looking for compliments here. I'm not...
You're brave and strong and handsome,
that's not the point.
Captain,
I'm saying I tend to be a learner through experience.
Any man or woman aboard this boat would be happy to make you a husband or a wife, whichever way you identified, or neither. If your gender fluid is fine, too.
I feel like I tend to fall in love with the person above all else. You know, I don't really look for labels in that sort of way.
Yeah, and if I could just be clear for a moment, gender fluidity and sexual orientation are actually separate.
Yes, a good
That's
clear,
a very good delineation.
Let's definitely have this conversation later.
Yeah, good point. Right now we're in the middle of a
dangerous... No, we're sailing this ship.
We shouldn't even touch that.
Yeah, that's its own siren song. You
100%.
Know, you can get sucked in and all of a sudden you're in over your head.
And I think the important thing is you go into it knowing that you don't understand everything.
That's
and
right.
You gotta be okay learning new things.
You know, it's not about being perfect. It's about, you know, being brave enough to say, you're right, I was wrong.
And the language is changing all the time.
Right.
So a thing that was okay a week ago suddenly is being redefined.
That's right.
Captain!
Yes, we're not going to talk about this.
No, right. Captain, that's not that.
Yeah.
There's an island with a... What is that? It seems to be some sort of giant creature with one eye. Wait, that's not an eye. It's an apple. It's a creature with one apple. The fearsome creature with one apple.
Well, you know how... You guys know how brie is such a versatile cheese where sometimes it goes with crackers, but it actually pairs great with fruit. Well, that's the one appled monster.
The apple clops with an apple.
And I should be...
And...
He's just total... He's, and he's...
And only one of them.
Yeah. So he's got one eye and one apple.
He's got one eye and one... He is a cyclops holding an apple.
But wait, my parents always warned me that crackers go well with brie. And crackers go well with fruit. But if the two of them are ever combined, then that will create a brute. It's the one-eyed, one-appled monster of the brie sea.
That's right.
It's the one-eyed, one-appled monster of the brie sea. The one-eyed, one-appled monster of the brie sea. One-eyed, one-appled monster of the brie sea.
Will Captain Bryan survive the one-eyed, one-appled monster of the brie seas, or will he end his odyssey here and now?
Will he be able to bring a factory of any kind back to his field town as the mayor? We'll find out on the second half of Otta Cheese,
the musical!
Support for today's show comes from BetterHelp.
BetterHelp lets you connect with an experienced professional therapist in a safe and private environment.
You can text your therapist anytime, plus schedule phone, video, or chat sessions when it's convenient for you.
That way, you can get help at your own time and place.
You don't have to explain why you're leaving work. You don't have to fight traffic, no uncomfortable waiting rooms. You'll be communicating within 24 hours, often sooner.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. 1 month of online therapy costs less than a single traditional face-to-face session.
Just go to betterhelp.com/offbook and fill out the questionnaire, and BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a counselor you'll love.
And if you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time for no additional cost.
To learn more or to sign up, go to betterhelp.com/offbook.
Enter the invite code offbook to get your first 7 days free and show your support for this show.
And if you decide that this is not right for you, you simply cancel within 7 days with no obligation.
There's no shame in getting help because you are worth it.
Welcome back.
When we left our brave Captain Brian, he was sailing the Breeze Sea in an attempt to struggle and end his curse with cheese and what it does to his digestive system.
Let's meet him now in Act Two of
Odd Cheese.
The musical.
Look, it's the one-eyed, one-appled monster of the River Bree. He's coming closer to us.
Hey, has anyone ever thought about just like, sailing by him and, like, just not messing with him?
I don't know. I mean, you guys are the guys who seem to have experience with
boat.
The
first... Hey!
Hi!
Hey!
You okay?
Why don't you guys come over here? I got an apple.
We're all right. We're just gonna keep sailing. Is that all right?
We already got one apple, so I don't think we need another.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a pretty big apple.
Yeah, no, you should definitely keep that apple. Yeah.
I'm not even hungry enough to eat the whole apple.
You want it for later. You don't want to be, you know, an hour from now wishing you had an apple, hungry for a snack.
Yeah, the thing about apples, though, is, like, if I'm gonna cut it up and only eat half of it, the other half is gonna oxidize, it's gonna get brown, I'm not gonna want it. It's gonna go to waste.
Do you have any lemons lying about?
Yeah, I got some lemons.
Sometimes a fresh squeeze of lemon juice can ward off some of the oxidation that happens to fruits.
It's a good trick, yeah.
Is that true?
It's true.
I'd also recommend, I mean, if you're not feeling hungry now, don't start the apple, because then it'll go bad. Wait to eat the whole thing when you're hungry.
Yeah, I know. It's just that I'm like, if I wait to eat until I'm like really hungry, I'm not going to eat just the apple, you know? I'm going to eat the apple, then I'm going to eat like 3 or 4 sheep, and it's going to be, and I'm going to be able to stop myself.
Oh, sounds like you have a problem with impulse control.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys just said that in unison.
Yeah, well.
Wait, you too?
Yeah, I have a problem with impulse control. Look at my haircut.
Oh, man, you looks like you've cut it 8 different times.
Yeah, and 8 different ways.
Wow.
Yeah, I understand impulse control, but listen, don't take this the wrong way, Mr. Cyclops, but that's why we're going to be keeping our distance in case your impulse control towards sheep leads you to eat a bunch of men.
Oh, it's definitely done that before.
Yeah, so we're just going to keep sailing.
No, totally, totally understand.
Well,
see you guys later.
Oh, cool.
Surprisingly easy.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to connect with people about the, you know, shared flaws.
It's impressive. I've never seen something like that before, Pip.
Oh, maybe I should have made that one of my 3 facts instead of my name is Pip, which I already, you know, I said my name is Pip. I like celery and dip, and I write letters to my sister. But another tip could have been, I'm a bit of an empath.
It's true. He keeps the whole crew together.
Yeah, I could just sort of, like, read people, you know? And, like, I take on what they're feeling. Like, oh, Captain Brian. Oh, taking on such fear and doubt when I'm near you. But you don't need to have it. You've been a great captain. And we're lucky to follow in your lead.
Thank you, Pip.
Yeah. And Francois?
Oui?
Yeah. Why are you feeling so anxious? We love your food, and we tell you all the time, and also, you can't keep seeking validation from the outside. You have to know you're a good chef.
But I do not know if what I cook is good or if it is not good, and sometimes people eat my food and they say, this was very good.
No, it's good, it's good.
No, but they're just like saying it. It feels like I asked you to say it, you know?
No, how
do I know?
If I didn't like it, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, we wouldn't say, we would get, you know, we would get complacent, but we tell you. Well,
thank you. That is very kind of you to say.
What about me? What about me, Pip?
Oh, First Mate Fred?
Arr.
Listen. You don't have to compensate so much.
What?
It's so much for a first mate to do. You have to have a delicate touch. It's hard to be a leader, but sometimes harder to be second in command. If it's sometimes too much, we all would understand. Just take it from me, I feel what you feel. I know all y'all's deal, 'cause I feel what you feel.
What about Jen up in the crow's nest?
Hey, how's it going?
Jen? The girl who took over for Jean?
Yeah, no, that's me.
That's Jen in the crow's nest, and then Jean's in the other crow's nest.
Oh, sorry. Yes. My mistake. Jen, you're so eager to share a smile, but take time for yourself once in a while. And Jean, you don't have to look like you are always looking out for us. You can look out for yourself and parody Pete. We'd like to really meet you. You can open up and tell us more than one fact.
I have the big feet. Oh, god damn it.
It's okay.
That's the same fact. Open up, Parody Pete.
My feet are big, and my biggest feature are my feet. Oh,
it's okay, you'll get there, because I feel what you feel. I feel what you feel. I know all of your deals, because I feel what you feel. Even this bat who is flying around, you know?
I'm a bat.
Yeah, little bat, I know how you feel.
How do I feel? I'm a bat.
Yeah, little bat. This little bat feels confused because he's been taken far from the place where he lives.
That's true.
But that's actually how we all feel. And maybe it's time to forgive that we can have fears.
I was in a menu.
We can have doubts.
Then I was in a map.
We can have fears and doubts. That's the one thing we all share, what we all have about. Because I feel what you feel. I feel what you feel. I know all of your deals, including that loyal little bat.
La, 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 la.
I know where you have started from. I know where you're at. I know how you feel.
He knows how we feel.
I know how you feel.
He knows how we feel.
I know how you feel.
He knows how we feel.
He knows how we feel.
Seasick because whoa!
Oh, what's this, Captain? We're in a whirlpool.
Oh no, a whirlpool! Oh, that's why that's very hard to get out of. Some would say impossible.
We're done for, Captain. There's nothing we can do.
No, there is something we can do.
What is it?
What we have to do is add a thickening agent.
You want to make a roux?
A roux? I don't. I'm not very well versed in
talking
cheese,
about their roux, Captain.
If you add a roux, which is milk and flour, and you add it to a cheese, it's considered a mother sauce.
You could use it to make it is a base sauce for all sorts of other things, like.
But if you add cheese, it could be like an Alfredo.
Sure, if you add
a cheese on like a macaroni
you
and cheese.
You could make a vodka sauce out of it if you add.
Sure.
That is clever.
It's just very versatile, is what we're saying. We are being sucked into a whirlpool!
Men, let's make a roux, stat!
He's right! Everyone!
Here, take these bags of flour from the cullery!
And take this milk from this cow!
And take... I don't have anything, I'm a bat!
But Men, we need you to!
Milk as fast as you can!
Oh, they'll roux the day that they met this crew. They'll roux the day that they met this crew.
Oh, they'll roux the day that they met this crew. Let's make a roux. Gently down the whirlpool, roux your boat. Gently down the whirlpool, roux your boat. Gently down the.
Captain,
and it worked. The whirlpool is too thick and cannot go a swirly-whirly down into oblivion anymore.
Phew. Oh,
Captain, that was a brilliant idea. It was like you were connected to the cheese and what to do, even though you did not even know the specifics of how to do it. You had the inspiration for a plan that saved us all.
It's like the cheese was speaking to me. Almost like the...
You have instincts, sir.
The cheese and I have more in common than I ever thought.
All right, Captain, we seem to be outside of some sort of cave.
Hold on. Let me listen to the cheese.
Hi.
Oh my god, it's a Gouda.
I've been trying to be good enough for you.
Hi. I've been trying to lead you the right way before your parma's gone.
Hi. I've been trying to be your friend, but in retrospect, I could have done cheddar.
I don't know if I get that one.
Remember,
we've switched you. You used to be our friend. We've switched you.
Now I have the context clues. Now it tracks.
You don't remember, but you've met us all before.
What?
You hung out with us for hours and more.
It's all coming back to me now. I was once of this land.
Another beautiful day on Cheese Island.
It sure is, where everyone's cheese and everyone gets along.
Hi, Brian, and we'll never hate cheese.
Hey, Brian, you want to play kickball with us? The ball is cheese.
Yeah, sure. I love anything to do with cheese.
Hey, Brian, do you want to play volleyball with us? The ball is cheese.
Yeah, I mean, once again, as long as it involves cheese, I'm happy with it. Yeah.
The net is cheese.
Yeah, I mean, it goes, you can transit a property.
Us, all your friends,
are cheese. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Hey, Brian. Listen, I just thought, like, you should hear it from me before you hear it from everybody else. But I'm having, like, a sleepover, and it's cheese only. I'm sorry, but you're not invited.
Guys, I mean, I'm one of you. I know I'm not technically a cheese, but...
I know, and it's just, like, you know, it's, like, cool to hang out with you sometimes, but, like, I just have to be, like, with cheeses only because we're going to be doing some, like, melting activities, and, like, I just don't even know what you would do.
Hey, Pepper Jack, listen to me, okay?
What?
I mean, I go to the same school. I walk these same streets.
I don't know, Brian. Just
what's up, Jackie? It's me, your boyfriend, Mozzarella.
Coolest guys. Listen, Jackie.
Yeah?
There's something I should tell you.
What?
I know we're friends, but sometimes I think about being a little more, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Bro, what are you saying, bro?
I would never. Listen to me. I will never.
Oh God, this is savage. She's so close to his face.
I will never date a non-cheese.
And you ran away.
We never saw you again. But we want you to remember all the rest of us were your friends. Why did you listen to the cheese who has so much in spice and bite? And also the blandest dude, why they weren't right.
And also they were kind of young and going through a phase.
You're saying that these cheeses, well, they kind of need to age before they know right from wrong.
Yeah.
Before they know the words to their song. It was a childish game. We were all so young.
And now we've aged.
And we've switched you.
Now we've aged.
And we switched you.
Twist you too.
Really?
Really?
All of you, even Blue.
Oh, great. I can be very polarized.
about me?
Just remind me very quickly your name again.
Clearly goat cheese.
Ah, yes, yes. No, of course. Just the haircut's different.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
It's been like 20 years.
Captain.
Yeah.
Captain, why don't you go? There's a light emanating from the center of that cave. And I think, as I feel your heart opening up, I feel like that's the last place for you to go.
All right, Captain, we'll stay here behind in the boat. Unless you want us to come with you, but quite frankly, this seems like the kind of journey you have to make alone.
No, I remember this cave now. This is where Pepper Jackie lives. Stay where you are, boys. This is a solo mission.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hello?
Anyone there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, my name is Brian. I'm a non-cheese. Does Pepper Jackie still live here?
Yeah, she does. She's,
You like a brother or platonic roommate?
She's my wife. Oh my God, Brian?
Oh my God.
It's me, Mozzarella!
Oh, so you live with your ex-girlfriend and her current husband?
No. Oh, buddy, no. No, we got married.
Oh, of course you did.
Babe, who is it?
Nobody.
No.
Just a ghost. Pretend I'm a ghost. I'm just a ghost.
You want me to pretend you're a ghost?
Yeah, just
Brian?
Pretend I'm a ghost. God damn it.
Brian, welcome back.
You always knew my old ghost trick.
Yeah, you can't.
It's not so much
me.
A trick. Can't just you, you used to do it as a kid. You used to be like, I'm a ghost now. Yeah. You can't see me. And we'd all be like, no, yeah. We can.
It's weird. It works back on dry land. But here in the cheese seas, I guess you folks see through that like a piece of Swiss.
I'll give you 2 minutes. Can I get you anything?
Do you have any kind of tea? Is that?
Yeah, yeah, we got some tea.
Yeah, what do you have?
Well,
do you want anything caffeinated, or are you kind of like trying to mellow out right now?
Yeah. Honestly, I could go either way.
Okay, I got a chamomile, I got a grain. I have a really good-
We have that rooibos.
The rooibos.
I'm not necessarily trying to get hyped up, but I also don't want to fall asleep. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't want to get too cozy.
I'll tell you what, I got
a long ride back
home. I got
an
orange ginger that I think is going to be
right. That sounds perfect. Is that a zinger?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. So let's, one of those, please.
Sure thing.
Thank you so much.
Babe, you need anything?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Hey.
Brian, it's so good to see you. It's been too long.
It's great to see you, too. Yeah.
What brought you back into this cave? And the cheese, and Cheese Island?
I feel like I've been running away from myself. You know, spending these years coming up with excuses, putting the blame on other things, making me intolerant, you know?
Yeah.
When in fact, I was just intolerant of myself. I always kind of felt if you couldn't love me, then why should anyone else? Why should I love myself?
Oh my gosh. You know, like when you get older, you think like, I hope I didn't say anything when I was a stupid kid that really shaped someone.
Yeah, you did, I'll
and
say. Yeah, you did a lot of damage.
I'm really sorry.
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean,
we were 11. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was just very, you know.
I wish you could have contextualized that as you got older and realized that why should you have listened to some 11-year-old brat? And also, it's not you. It's just me. What me and Mots have. Well, it's just.
Yeah, you do have just crackling chemistry.
Yeah, you know.
Could never get in the way of that.
Here you go. There's a little cinnamon stick on the side here if you want this too.
You know what? I remember this guy being a real asshole, but
I gotta say. For sure was.
Yeah, but now, I mean, look, people can change, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was going through a lot. I didn't like myself a whole lot back then.
Well, you were just like
people.
A fresh ball of milk. You know what I mean? Like, you had almost no depth or character.
No.
And for me, like, I was spicy.
Spices were kind of overwhelming.
Out of proportion.
Yeah.
And I loved that at the time, but we went through a period where we fought a lot.
Yeah, we were like, this cannot be sustained.
Yeah.
And we had to like dig deep. We went through some counseling and now we like came out on the other end and it's like, I choose him every day, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting because I had always heard that the key to a long-term relationship is treating it like a series of different relationships, you know? Because both of you change, go through different phases.
And
you have to keep on finding new relationships
so crazy,
with these new people.
Because actually
yeah.
in our vows, I was like, we had a vow that was like, I love who you are today, and
wow.
I love who you
are.
Wow.
Will be
tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's. I think that's kind of the key. I mean, you summed that up perfectly.
Can I tell you, you seem like
You sound like you've grown a lot, Brian.
You know, honestly, most of this work has been done in the last 4 to 5 minutes. I'd say up until then, there were a lot of unresolved issues, some really deeply buried shit.
What?
And now I feel like I'm making a lot of headway very
That's
fast.
Amazing. Well, listen, don't be a stranger, but, you know, I feel like I want to give you something just so that you remember us in this new light. And it's, well, it's this. It's this light.
Oh, it's literally a desk lamp.
Yeah, I just like... May it light your journey, you know, Brian?
This desk lamp, may it guide you on your way. This desk lamp, be the shining sun of your day. When you're feeling scared or alone, or sweaty and damp, you'll have this desk lamp.
Wait a second. The desk lamp is a metaphor, right? I mean, we all have to find our own desk lamp, the thing that sort of guides us.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, Brian, it's only been a few minutes, but it seemed like the time when we were kids on your heart, it was a cancer. And you came to another thinking my love would be the answer. But as you've traveled on a river through seas back to your cheese nation, you realize you have to be your own validation. And this desk lamp,
this desk lamp,
this desk lamp,
this desk lamp, may it guide you home.
This desk lamp,
with a desk lamp, you'll never be alone.
Okay, but once again, the desk lamp is kind of metaphorical,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
It's a token.
The desk lamp within yourself that is the guiding principle. Okay.
Sure, yeah. I mean... Inside you have a desk lamp shining through your chest. You also have a physical desk lamp shedding light upon a desk.
And in your heart you know that you can do more. You can use this desk lamp. Yes, it is a metaphor.
This desk lamp, this desk lamp, let it guide your way. This desk lamp,
this desk lamp,
starting from
today.
Oh my God.
Don't be a stranger, Brian.
Yeah. We'll see you around, bro.
Yeah, I think you might.
Brian, how did it go in there?
Pip, listen to me.
I'm not Pip, I'm a bat.
I know, Batty. I want to talk to Pip now quickly. Pip,
okay.
Pip.
Bat, please don't let that crush you, all right?
I won't. I've learned that when people say things to you, sometimes you gotta let it just roll off your shoulder.
Most of the time, it's more about them than it is about you.
Yeah, okay. I didn't mean it as any sort of backhanded. I have an urgent thing I have to tell Pip right now.
Okay.
I'll talk to you in a second.
Bye.
Pip!
Yes, Brian?
Turn the ship around and go back to land.
All right, turning this ship
without me.
What?
What? Captain, we can't leave you behind.
But that place, it's no place for me. I could never serve those people. I lack the empathy that you possess.
You want me to start a cheesecake factory?
Yeah. You're their desk lamp, Pip. And I'm a man of the cheese. And this is where I belong. It's where I've always belonged.
Wow.
It took me years to find that out.
Crew, he's not lying. I can feel that this is what he wants. Here, take this cow. Take this map, should you ever want to visit us. And take this...
Stop waking me up, I was sleeping in that map.
Sorry, Bat.
That's okay.
And we'll... sorry for the earlier miscommunication.
It's all good, dude, don't worry about it.
Good luck, Brian.
Thanks.
All right, Captain. Pip, where to?
Back to that field.
And they sailed back across the Rue Whirlpool, which was significantly easier to...
This crew! Past the Cyclops!
Hey, guys, you what? I put the lemon on the apple and it worked out great!
Past the Sirens! And back to this field. Big city folk?
Yes?
Yes?
Yes? Yes?
this.
I can see it, and now you may build it. Give this town what they need. I can see it, and now you can build it. Give this town a factory.
It's a factory town, and we've needed a place to belong.
Together we all will be great as we build it, a factory that factors cheesecake. And when I sit alone at my mayor's desk, I will use this desk lamp to remind ourselves to try to be the best.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Where's our son?
Oh, I'm sorry, we assumed you would be dead since we thought one of those...
Oh, sorry. We're dead. We're ghosts. Could you not tell?
Is this one of those tricks I've been hearing about?
Sure is. Are you telling us that our son finally found a place that he belongs?
He did. He stayed on a cheese island.
Well?
Back with cheese. If you want to go haunt him.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I think we will, yes.
Wow.
Mr. Mayor?
Oh, Bat?
Do you need any bats to work here? It seems like you have a lot going on.
Oh, Bat. No.
Okay.
It would be a health code violation. But remember, Bat, you don't need me to tell you that you are a good bat. That comes from inside. Confidence, that's where it's at.
And I will build the company that's really right for me. A cheesecake battery!
Ah! Goodbye, Bat. Citizens of this town.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
I want to welcome you all to the opening day of the Cheesecake Factory and promise you that from this day and all days forward, I will feel what you feel.
I will feel what you feel.
With our bellies full of cheesecake.
And that was the origin of the very first and very best Cheesecake Factory Town. All because of the bravery of one man.
And his...
Otta Cheese, the musical. We'll be right back after a short Other Things. This round of ads is brought to you by two things. One, Scott brought his fancy piano today, and as you can tell, we're playing with it. But also brought to you by Audible. Audiobooks are great for helping you be a better you, whether you want to feel healthier, get motivated, or learn something new.
And with an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more, Audible has all the audio content you need to start your year on the right foot.
Yeah, you can try books like all of the Harry Potter books, or, you know, Fiscal You, make the Fiscal You better, like books with You Are a Badass at Making Money, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Crypto Assets, The Innovative Investor's Guide to Bitcoin and Beyond. What is Bitcoin? Figure it out.
Work on a healthy you, like The Sleep Revolution, The Power of Habit, The Obesity Code.
Or an inspired you, Braving the Wilderness, Daily Self-Discipline, The Power of Habit.
The Power of Habit's on this list twice. That means I'm making a habit about saying The Power of Habit.
That's how you make a habit.
I'd like to listen more about that because habits rule our life. Guys... whether it's on your phone, through your car, from a tablet, or at home on Amazon Echo, you can get through tons of books while doing almost anything.
And Audible lets you switch seamlessly between devices, picking up exactly where you left off.
Start a 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is free.
Go to audible.com/offbook or text offbook to 500-500.
That's audible.com/offbook or text offbook to 500-500 for a 30-day trial and free first audiobook.
You can do it with audiobooks.
Better you.
better piano.
You're
back from other things, and now you're back at these things. How were they? Were they good?
We missed you a lot.
We swissed you a lot. Griffin.
Yes.
Always a dang pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Second time's the charm, but the first time was a charm.
Both times, all times are charms.
All times are charms.
100% charm record.
100% charm rate. We are the Pandora. It's all charms all day long.
Man.
You know Pandora bracelets?
Yeah, man.
Is that right?
Yep.
Cool.
We passed from a store in the mall that is Boston, and we were like, these are terrible. And I feel...
I don't understand, because that like company, I went to Wikipedia recently.
Uh-huh.
That company's existed for decades and now suddenly is like an ubiquitous,
really?
Gross yeah. thing.
I think hundreds and thousands of years.
Yeah.
Like, that company was the origin of all
time immortal.
Sin
yeah.
and anger yeah. and yeah. rage all came out of Pandora,
the,
right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think, though, I do just want to have like a little PSA right now that I do think charm bracelets are not the charm.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know we were going to get political here.
I just want to like come out and say, please, no one get me a charm bracelet.
Well, that kind of segues into what we're about to talk about in a segment that we like to call Tick, 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 Boom, which of course is a pun because you play Arthur in the Amazon series, The Tick. And we weren't 100% sure what this was going to be.
The name
I
came
first.
I
just knew
first.
That I wanted to yeah. call it Tick, Tick, Boom.
Tick,
and
tick,
now
boom.
I think that since Jessica just dropped such a huge bomb on the truth about charm bracelets.
Yeah, I think like this is a song about big booms.
Big booms. We're going to drop some big booms here now. Scott in charge of the beat and the music on this one.
Oh
that.
Yeah, check it. Check it, 1, 2, 1, 2.
It's 2018.
Yo, tick, tick, boom. Tick, 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 boom. Yo, if you want something from my arm, I'm telling you boys, please do not get me a charm. No, get me a ring, get me a necklace instead. I don't want anything, I'd rather have a tiara on my head.
And that's a big boom.
That's a tick, tick, boom.
Oh, your kale is overrated. I don't want it in a salad. I much prefer arugula or radicchio or any other greens if I'm gonna sing a ballad. That's a big boom.
Oh, that's a tick, tick, boom.
Yo, girl.
Listen up, girl.
Listen, and believe me when I say.
Listen, girl.
You know I like those brownies. But please hold those nuts.
Hold those nuts, girl.
Just chocolate.
Yeah.
She's chuckling those brownies, and that's a big boom.
Oh, yeah, that
tick, tick, tick boom.
Oh, I really don't like breakfast that much. I know this makes me out of touch. Oh, but if I'm gonna move my legs, if you just give me a big old plate of eggs.
That's a big boom. And that's a tick, tick, boom. Oh. Elevators, what you doing, elevators? We should just have lots of escalators. The more fun than elevators.
That's
a big boom.
That's a tick, tick, boom.
I think Parks and Rec is overrated.
Boom.
Whoa, whoa.
Tick, tick, boom.
It's solid, I mean it's fine.
Tick, tick, boom. Avatar was okay. Boom. Like really, what's the fuss about? Boom.
Yo, get out of here, pajamas!
And you can sleep without clothes! That's a big boom!
Being naked, the original boom!
Boom!
Oh, being naked, yes, that's what I do. I'm just all the ways in my birthday suit. And so those pajamas, they end up making me hot. Stop giving me pajamas, do not!
And what's the point of having a headboard if I'm lying down on the bed? I'm not gonna do a backwards roll while I'm sleeping. That would be insane, and I'm not gonna hurt my head. Boom! Headboards!
That tick, tick, boom!
Oh, we're talking about it, footboards! Who are these people that are rolling that way out of the bed? If anything, the board should be on the side.
Yo, here's a thought that I just had. Why are you traveling with a duffel bag? I hate carrying all that weight. Give me only rolly suitcase, they are great.
Wheels on it, boom! Duffel bag, boom!
Yo, girl, can yeah. take it down for a minute here.
Taking it down,
down, down, down.
And I gotta say, from the bottom of my heart,
I have never seen the appeal of the Apple Watch. People have tried to explain to me time.
The screen is too small.
Time again, what can you do on that screen?
You've already got your phone. It relies on you being able to connect it to your phone. So if you have your phone, what's the point of the watch, girl?
You're that lazy that you don't want to reach down to your pocket? Damn, girl.
And that's a big boom.
Boom, girl.
A superfluous device.
Definitely. Until it can operate on its own, I don't see the appeal either. Tick, tick, boom. Griffin!
Griffin!
What would you like the people to know? Besides that you're on the tick!
Yeah, I want them to know. I once again do think Parks and Rec is solid. I just wouldn't rank it amongst the greatest television comedies of the last decade. I don't want anyone involved to not hire me now.
We're going to have some words later.
It's good. I give it like a gentleman six or seven.
Have to deal with a Twitter storm about this.
This is going to be the most controversial thing I've ever said.
Do go on Amazon Prime and check out The Tick. Don't. More episodes dropping real soon, yeah?
Yeah, they might actually be out by the time this episode comes
out. Dropped already. Go watch them. It's great.
And I have a podcast called Blank Check with Griffin David where I talk about movies.
Yes. Also do that.
Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Sleepy Babies. We got a Twitter accounts for our faces and also for Off Book. When we shout stuff out when it happens there. So check it out. Check out the Facebook book. Shout out to the Sleepy Babies. Always doing good stuff there.
Give it up to you, Scott Passarella.
On the keys. With a larger keyboard than usual. Because he played the last one so hard in our last show that he broke part of it.
Scott Passarella. Nicer than mozzarella when he was a kid. But about as nice as grown-up mozzarella who has a great selection of tea.
And as we end every episode by saying, it's not lactose.
It's lack-most.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Scott Aukerman here. Are you a fan of the podcast, You Talking You Two to Me? Well, I hope you are. If you are, make sure to check out Adam Scott and I have a new show, Are You Talking R.E.M. Re-Me? That's right, it's a brand new show with a brand new title. Join us as we discuss the music and impact of the band R.E.M., through an album-by-album analysis. That sounds very nerdy, but it's actually fun. We break down everything and nothing about the band. Listen to the limited series Are You Talking R.E.M. Re-Me Wednesdays on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Earwolf.com. This is good rock and roll. Use it!
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit Earwolf.com.